Welcome to the Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 96. Apple announces virtual presentation on Tuesday, October 13th, debuting iPhone 12 and more. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. I am your host, John Scudder, from Alaska's largest city, Anchorage, which is between the glacial tidal waters of Cook Inlet and the snow-capped Chugach Mountains. Let's now go to the show. In this episode, we will give you information about Apple's announcement today of a virtual event scheduled for next week, debuting iPhone 12 and potentially other new hardware. Here's what we believe we know already. Get ready for the iPhone 12 line and other hardware. The special event is scheduled for 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Tuesday, October 13th, and will be able to be viewed much like the event last month. We're expecting to see Apple announce the iPhone 12 line. Other possible new product introductions include the AirTags Bluetooth trackers and the AirPod Studio over-the-ear headphones. There could also be more hardware and news about the Apple One and Fitness Plus program rollouts. All current evidence points to this year's iPhone being called the iPhone 12. Apple's iPhone lineup is expected to span across models that will be released over a staggered schedule, with the Pro Max being later this fall. They are the iPhone 12, the iPhone 12 Pro, and the iPhone 12 Pro Max. Apple has titled this virtual presentation High Speed. This is a pretty pointed hint at the expected 5G capabilities of the iPhone 12 family, along with its expected A14 processor. 5G connectivity is expected on all models, though there are some questions on how it will be implemented. It is believed the sub-6 kHz support will be across the board, but the mmWave may not be offered on all models. There has been speculation about which iPhone 12 models will support which 5G spectrums, but it appears that the fastest 5G technology could be limited to the higher-end iPhone 12 Pro models, or even just the 6.7-inch version, which we will discuss further. If you live in a location where 5G has been rolled out or is expected soon, the iPhone 12 is a device with a significant upgrade. I imagine if you listen to Mac Minutes, you use your iPhone for more than voice communications. This will be my reason to upgrade. Tests in cities with 5G on the major carriers where it's been rolled out has shown a substantial difference in data transfer speeds. If you are in a city that has yet to see 5G, perhaps waiting to upgrade is an option. According to the analyst, the standard models are expected to have a 5.4-inch and 6.1-inch OLED displays, while the Pro pair have 6.1-inch and 6.7-inch versions. Pro models are also anticipated to have support for 120Hz ProMotion and 10-bit color. Probably the next feature for most of us anticipated is the camera improvements. We are anticipating two or three cameras, depending on the model. The non-Pro will have 2-megapixel cameras covering wide-angle and ultra-wide photography, while the Pro adds another camera for telephoto shooting. These are some of the more anticipated features. Pro models may gain a LiDAR sensor, similar to the version used on the iPad Pro, for depth tracking. In theory, this will benefit both AR applications and in photography, such as by providing accurate distance measurements for focusing cameras. All models may have better camera optics, with rumors pointing to the use of a 7-element plastic lens instead of a 6-element version. Further enhancements are also expected in the field of computational photography. Video capabilities may be boosted with the addition of slow-mo recording at a 4K resolution in both 120fps and 200fps frame rates. and enhanced night mode and advanced noise reduction have also been brought up in reports from analysts. The infamous notch on the front may shrink in size to lessen its appearance, while the rest of the body could use a flattened stainless steel edge instead of a gradually curving corner. The material of the chassis may vary between models, with the Pro models benefiting from the use of stainless steel instead of aluminum. Powering the devices will be an A14 supported by either 4 GB or 6 GB of memory, depending on the model. Storage capacities are probably going to be at 128 GB and 256 on the iPhone 12, with an additional 512 GB option for the Pro. These devices are going to be super fast. So let's take a look at the anticipated pricing. Currently, the iPhone 12 is speculated to start from $649 US for the smallest version, rising to $749 for the bigger version. The iPhone 12 Pro may launch at $999, and the Max could raise the cost to $1,099. As stated at the beginning of the podcast, Apple may not ship all of these models at once. Apple could bring out the first two models at first, before shipping the Pro Max at a later time. Ordering and distribution for the first models is anticipated to start in October. Let's move on to another expected hardware release, the AirTags. We know they exist from earlier discoveries in code and manuals. It's just a matter of when they will debut. I expect the long-rumored accessory AirTags to come out for the holiday season. The AirTags are tile-like item tracking accessories. In short, you attach them to items, and if they get lost, you can relocate them via an app. In the case of the AirTags, it is thought it would work with the Find My app, while some rumors suggesting it may even include a form of augmented reality to show exactly where the item is lost. It is believed Apple will use both Bluetooth and ultra-wideband technology for the tracker. If lost in public, other passing iPhones will be able to pick up an encrypted ping from the tracker, which can then be reported back to the owner securely via iCloud. These sound like the perfectly priced holiday gift for the tech enthusiast. It is likely Apple will price the AirTags higher than the competing systems like Tile, which can sell between $25 and $35 US. Last up are the AirPods Studio headphones, another item with a documented history of existence. Accessories intended to be used with iPhones stand a good chance of making an appearance during an iPhone event, which means there's a possibility of seeing something from the AirPods range. A strong candidate for that would be the AirPods Studio headphones. These long-awaited headphones are thought to be premium over-the-ear headsets that will offer the audio quality of AirPods and the active noise cancellation and transparency mode of AirPods Pro. By offering them as headphones, Apple will be able to enter a new market for AirPods beyond the current in-ear wireless earphone market. Powered by the H1 chipset, the headphones will also offer AirPods signature Hey S Lady support and strong connectivity, but rumors do suggest it will include other sensors enabling other features. These include proximity sensors in the headband to determine if they are worn on the head or neck, as well as the possibility of determining which way the headphones are being worn in terms of left and right audio channels. The use of the U1 chip has also been proposed, which will enable it to be used by the Find My app if they are misplaced. The enclosed nature of the over-the-ear headphones should also help to create an immersive audio experience, as well as enhancing noise cancellation features. Analysts have suggested there could be interchangeable parts in the AirPods Studio, such as the ear cups, headband, and other elements held on by magnets. This could also allow for different variations of the headphones to be made for specific needs, such as the sports-centric version using plastic and rubber, while a luxury configuration could use leather and metal. As far as how much the AirPods Studio could cost, rumors look like it would be around $350 and up. So those are the items that I believe will be rolled out at the virtual presentation on October 13th at 10 a.m. Pacific Time. There's always a good chance of other hardware and more information about services to be rolled out when they were announced last month. But for right now, I'd say these are my best bets. As always, the Mac Minutes podcast will be covering the event, and we will discuss the announcements in next week's podcast. Let me finish by saying Mac Minutes listeners are invited to an Alaskan Apple Users Group virtual meeting using the Zoom application on October 14th at 7 p.m. Alaskan time. We will be discussing these new announcements and be covering some of the iOS 14 features, along with a review of the Apple Watch 6, and close with a question and answer period. You can get the Zoom application code by going to the AAUG website located at akappleug.com. We have participants from the east to the west coast of the U.S., and everyone is invited. If you have a question, please reach out to the show at the email address or text the phone number on the Mac Minutes website. You can also leave a note in the comments page on the website. I will then answer them in a future episode. Again, that webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and there's other great tech happenings. For all the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to seeing you at next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Sincerely, thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your podcatcher platforms. Take care of yourself and your loved ones during the upcoming week, and we'll talk to you again on the Mac Minutes podcast. Be safe, stay well, and thanks again for listening.